Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
What is up? I am Anna. What is up, fellow kids?
I'll tell you what's up. Emily.
You?
From the Duckworths. Not the Duckworths.
No, mate. Apologies.
The Duckets.
To you. You are our number one fans and Rhiannon has basically just destroyed our relationship in one fell swoop.
No, because this is how we're going to fix it.
Well done, Rhiannon.
Emily says, she messaged us in our inbox, our Instagram inbox that we discovered last
week.
That
is the place to be, apparently. That's, you, if you want to, you can slide right into our DMs. I've heard young people say that.
Oh.
Slide right in,
yeah.
Rustle about, and then get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
See if I don't like that.
She messaged saying, this is a little bit odd, and I'm worried that this is like a sex thing.
She said that, or you said that?
I'm worried.
You said
and
that.
This is now Emily speaking.
Okay, Emily, speak up.
Can you guys sing Seal, Kiss from a Rose on the podcast one time? I know it would be hilarious. Love you, ladies. Keep up the top comedy. P.S. Rodney says hi. I'll send you some stories one day.
Oh, my God. So much to focus on there. absolutely not in a million years we're going to sing Seal, Kiss by Rose, because I'm worried that you're right. It's some sort of weird sexual fetish that they have. No judgment, do what you like, but I will not encourage that sort of behaviour.
We don't have sex ourselves. Why do we help you?
I don't want you recording this and then playing it while you have a nice time with someone. So I'm sorry that I'm gonna have to decline that.
It's
and
a
also
no.
I don't know what the words are.
Don't you?
No. Do
there
you?
Was a little do-do-do.
Right, and this is why we aren't doing it. And I
it's
will stop you there.
That was a trick. And is it like Kiss from the Rose?
Baby!
Yeah, and is it Grave or Grey?
Oh, shit, yeah. Basically, we don't want to embarrass ourselves, so we're not going to do that. But you did get a little bit, probably long enough for whatever you need it for. Also, hey, Rodney, what is up?
I need a picture of Rodney.
I really love Rodney more than life itself. Probably more than my own Rodney, so I'm really excited to hear that it is a girl, isn't it? Is that the joke? Yeah. I'm really glad to hear that she's having a good time. And C, do you want to fucking send us some stories then? Because it feels like you are being a bit lazy. Duckets, please.
Yeah. If you don't listen to every episode of the podcast, firstly, thanks for that, guys.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
But yeah, Rodney is the Duckets, the sisters who send us lots of good content.
Oh, they're ever such a nice bunch.
Yeah, named their cat after Anna's obese cat.
He's not as fat as he used to be, actually.
Mum's I know, I'm upset about that.
I know, I'm raging.
And the only picture we have of him fat, I tried to look at it so many times and you can't see it's a cat because it's on your sister's, like, Nokia phone.
Oh, for fuck's sake,
remember
Sarah.
You sent it to me.
Oh, yeah, but why can't she just be an adult and have a normal
no,
phone?
But he's not fat now, so
no,
it's too late.
No, he's not fat. He practically looks like a snake. He's so thin.
Really?
No, but he's still a big fat mess. But you're obviously not allowed to say that or Mum will cover his ears.
Oh my gosh.
It's ridiculous. But yeah, thank you, ladies, for that weird and wonderful message.
Yeah.
But anyway, the reason you're here, which obviously we haven't mentioned yet, is you are here to listen to some weird real-life stories, the kind of stories that you would get in real-life magazines or weird news sections on the interweb.
Yeah.
The WWW, that stands for World Wide Web, in case you weren't sure.
Yeah.
So it's anything that has happened in real life that you think, bloody hell, that's crazy. That can't have happened in real life. Guess what it did? Did you hear my sock just ping there?
No, I think it's your bone clicked.
No, I was just having a ping on my trainer sock.
Oh, we're in Anna's bedroom as ever.
My socks, believe it or not, are a bit too small for my big fat foot, so I was just getting a bit of a sore bit.
Yeah.
Again, not here for fashion advice, not here for fashion hacks. but yeah, so any weird stories, anything you just think, that can't possibly be real. Well, guess what? It's real most of the time.
Sometimes.
I would say 60% of the time.
What percentage of your stories do you think are real this week?
So we do three stories each, so I would say 30%.
Okay, good.
Is that good maths?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, good. That's really good. 33%.
33.3 recurring.
33.3 recurring.
Yeah.
Recurring.
I've got a sex toy a poo story and a cockroach story.
Well, that's just gross. Do you want to do yours first? Why don't you do the sex toy one first? Because I think I might have the same story as you.
You're joking.
Has it got anything to do with the petrol station?
No, because you told me not to do the petrol station one.
Oh, I couldn't remember, Rhiannon. You are disobedient as well
sometimes. No, I'm not.
Oh, well, that's disobedient, saying no, I'm not.
Well, only if I'm not.
No, only I don't understand I am. That.
Anyway.
See?
This is out of the inbox.
Get that out of your inbox.
It's a butt plug. Sex toy unearthed in Farnham flowerbed. This is from getsurrey.com.
Well, I'm already interested then.
A Farnham resident, which is like quite a nice rural little town.
Don't patronise me. I don't know where that is, obviously.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, sorry. It's just you looking me right in the eyes. No. And obviously my geography skills are zero.
Yeah.
Apologies.
A Farnham resident made an unusual discovery while weeding her garden.
Naked or not?
No, it's not naked gardening week anymore.
Oh yeah, we're a week late. Sorry, gang.
Katrina Hackney, a self-employed painter and decorator, was enjoying her leisurely afternoon on Friday when she unearthed what appeared to be a sex toy in her flower bed.
Well, if you can tell it's a sex toy when it's covered in soil, then you know it too much. You but that is 100% a sex.
It's 100%.
That's a butt plug.
A butt plug. Her and her friends saw the funny side and, without fear of becoming the butt of jokes, posted a picture of the item on a Facebook group called Farnham Rants, so like a town Facebook group.
I mean, that
group.
Is a risky game because there's going to be some old prudish people in that
real
group.
Old and real prudish. Miss Hackney, 49, was courteous in her post, however.
I didn't think she'd be as old as that. And that is bad on my part to assume that a 49-year-old... Yeah, but I don't know anyone over the age of 20 that would know what a butt plug looks like. I'm proud to say.
We're over the age of 20.
And I'm not totally sure what people do with them.
Was courteous in her post, offering the owner of the item the chance to collect it, no questions asked. She also questioned the origins of the apparent sex toy, wondering how someone could possibly fail to notice a possession of that size falling out as they walked past.
Is there anything next to it that could give us a scale of the size? Like, you know when people put pennies next to things on eBay, so you know how big they are?
No, because there's some pebbles, and how big's a pebble?
Pebbles
don't know.
Are all different sizes. Exactly. That is annoying. Why would that happen?
Ms. Hackney says, I looked at what it was. I thought, really? I live in a little area of Castle Street, and I know all my neighbours. They're absolutely lovely, so I've got no idea where it came from.
That's rude. Yeah, you can be really nice and still like butt stuff. And equally,
butt stuff.
You can be an arsehole and not be into butt stuff.
Yeah.
It's all, you know. Not you can't be an asshole and not be into it. You have to. Do you know what I mean?
Have to have one.
You have to have one.
Although the walls are quite thin at times, and you never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Oh.
It's a butt plug, black rubber, explained Miss Hackney. We've lived here 10 years, and I haven't seen anything like it. I found the odd can of beer, or a bottle in there before, but never anything like this. I had to find something that was a similar length to measure it. Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Then I found a tape measure. It's 6 inches. Eye watering, she adds.
Well, technically, that's a dick size, isn't it? And people do that. I've heard of anal sex. I've heard of it. I'm young.
It happens.
I'm hip. It's 2018, Rhiannon. Don't be so prudish.
That's where the butt plug now is. She said, it's in the wheelie bin.
It's here,
bin.
Look, pointing at her own arsehole.
It's here, in my bum. It's in the wheelie bin. The bins get collected Tuesday next week. Why a friend of mine told me to put it on Facebook and we had a giggle of it. Huh?
Why is she throwing it away for? Well, they're not cheap, probably. I don't know.
Don't want someone else's butt plug. If
give it a rinse. Give it a rinse.
Not a rinse.
Nah, not a rinse.
So there you go. If you want to collect it, it's in the bin till next Tuesday.
But we don't know when people are listening to this. I'd hate for them to go all the way to Castleford or whatever.
To try and find it.
Just buy a new
Castleford.
What did you say? Didn't
Farnham.
She? Farnham. Did she say castle something? Because I thought, oh my...
No, that's her road's castle my... something. That's a good fine. Point. Well done.
And then I nearly gave my mum's address. We'll get away again. Okay. Crystal meth addict nearly dies after chewing off his own penis. Which seems like a silly thing to do to me.
Is this the 30% or the 66%?
I'm trying to talk, Rhiannon. A man was found in a critical condition and lying in a pool of his own blood after he allegedly chewed off his own penis while high on drugs.
Meth.
This is why you should talk to Frank, because you shouldn't do drugs, because then you've got no dick and a mouthful of dick.
Chews off her own penis. I think he had his rib removed.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, how... I mean, who can do that? This guy. Well, he's quite thin and gangly, I assume, because of the meth. Again, you shouldn't assume. 37-year-old Thomas James Franklin from Newark in New Jersey is recovering in the hospital after what investigators described as a five-day methamphetamine binge, which ended with him biting off his own genitals.
Oh, my God. 5 days.
There's no word on whether it was the balls as well or just the dick. Because I can imagine you wondering. According to a 31-year-old woman claiming to be his girlfriend, I'd deny it.
Yeah.
Even if you were, I'd say I've never seen him before.
What kind of person is like, oh, it's me.
Oh,
I'm his life partner.
That's my boyfriend. Let me come through. He had smoked up their remaining supply and began to act really weird. He started talking to his penis and telling it to shut up, she told investigators.
Oh, my God.
He kept threatening it and telling it to leave him alone.
Oh, my
God. Sounds like a dick, that dick, but literally sounds like a dick.
Yeah.
She said, Mr. Franklin was convinced his penis was possessed by a demon named Gorgoth.
Oh.
Nerd! So he decided to chew it off. He just yelled, right, that's it. You asked for it, Gorgoth, and
bent over
to bite his own penis.
That's not
the best advice, Rhiannon. The right advice is don't do drugs.
Yeah.
The second advice is don't take your penis off.
Yeah.
Third advice is then to get a nice clean knife.
Fourth, don't call it Gorgoth because it makes you sound like a dweeb.
It sounds like you're into Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
No judgment here, gang. The woman says she laughed at him at first but called 911 once she realised that the bleeding was quite heavy, actually.
Oh.
When the paramedics arrived on the site a few minutes later, Mr. Franklin had lost consciousness and a lot of blood. He was rapidly transported to the St. Michael's Medical Centre where doctors were miraculously able to stabilise him. He will, however, have to live the rest of his life without a penis. Users of meth have been known to experience violent psychotic events, and a few other cases of self-mutilation have made the headlines over the last few years.
Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, here's a good one. In September 2016, a Florida man who was hospitalised because he cut off his own genitals and fed them to crocodiles.
Oh.
Seems like a really smart thing to do.
Do you remember the guy who like started eating another guy's face?
Oh, that actually happened. It was all on camera. Not that this didn't happen, but that actually happened. That was plant food though, wasn't it? What's plant food?
Oh, I don't know.
If you're cool and you know about drugs, let us know what plant food is.
Yeah, but don't offer to like sell them to us because that's illegal.
No, because we've already got our own supply.
Yeah.
And they do a really nice deal on plant food.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I just don't want to do anything that's called plant. But yeah, because won't it be... I was going to say, won't it be really bad chemicals? That's what drugs are, Anna.
That's what drugs are.
Yeah. Okay, let's avoid that at all costs. Here we go. It's time to get serious.
Who dung it?
Yeah, I like this already.
Amazon delivery pooed in customer's drive, then wiped his bum. Oh, no, I've nearly started the video by accident.
Oh, God.
Then wiped his bum.
Yeah.
And it keeps trying to start, but it's not starting.
Okay.
It's fine.
That's fine. Technical issues.
Wiped his bum on the You Were Out cards before doing a runner.
You were... Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's gross.
I still thought we'd done this one, but no, it was... Someone had suggested it to the inbox, and I thought, I think we've done it, and we hadn't.
Oh, great news, because I'm starting to really not remember what we have and haven't done.
I know. And if we have done something, just tell us.
But don't... I think we find new angles every time. And that's what's new and exciting about it.
A customer got a special delivery from Amazon when a driver had a poo on his front pad.
For fuck's sake.
Sorry.
Can you say poop? Thank you. How many times?
Andrew Wingrave, 45, said his 14-year-old son saw the man squatting.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The incident was caught on CCTV outside Andrew's home, number 2 in a cul-de-sac in Romford, East London.
He lived at number 2.
Near my house.
He lived at number 2.
Number 2.
And he's near your house. Well, that's great.
Not that near.
But near
on the, that side of London, that's near enough.
For God's sake.
Plumber Andrew said, my 14-year-old son Mason... Could not be more Essex.
Yeah, super.
We can say that because we're from Essex.
Yeah, totes.
Came home from school to see the Amazon guy squatting on our drive. He did a poo into a bag, wiped with orange calling cards, then drove off, leaving his special delivery for all to
see. Can we do no more delivery like puns? Because I honestly am going to burst into flames.
I was appalled and presumed it was a wind up. It's unbelievable. I lost a kidney through a cancer battle.
Don't, like, I'm not being funny. Sorry you had cancer, but don't be starting that shit.
What if I contracted hepatitis C from the driver through an infection? His actions could have killed me.
Don't start. Baby.
Browned off Andrew.
Right, no, I said no more.
Reported this for the Sun. This is what they do.
Well, they shouldn't.
Reported the incident to Amazon and asked them to remove the poo.
Yeah, that seems fair. Poop.
He said they told him it would take 2 days to get it cleaned up.
What? How big are we talking, Rhiannon?
But after the Sun called them yesterday, two workers were sent to scoop it up.
Yeah.
And Amazon said it was investigating the incident.
Oh, fucking
the spokesperson man. Said, we have very high standards for independent delivery companies who deliver parcels and how they serve customers. We take an incident of this nature extremely seriously and are working with the delivery company to investigate the matter.
I don't think anyone's ever going to find out who did this.
It's on CCTV and they're going to be like, that's the guy who was supposed to deliver the package to Mason.
But will he be punished? I don't think he will.
No.
I just worry about the UK justice system.
Caught short. Yeah. Last night, Andrew braced himself as he answered the door to an Amazon delivery he had actually been expecting.
Oh,
he said, I'm just delighted it wasn't another turd.
Oh, fuck off. And he's got every right
which
to
is the greatest last
it.
Line to a story
it's
ever.
It's not often the literal final word of anything is turd.
I'm just glad it wasn't another turd.
I think we all are. We're all happy with that, my friend.
God.
Naked man with sex toy stuck up his backside asked for help at a filling station.
Oh.
I think he's full enough already, my friends. I think he's full enough. A naked man has been filmed walking across a petrol station forecourt to ask for help after he got a sex toy stuck right up his bottom.
Why? Just go to hospital!
He's a moron. The unnamed man went towards an ambulance at the petrol station to seek help from the crew. It's not known how the sex toy became lodged inside him. Probably something to do with being a pervert.
Yes.
But the paramedics
no,
were quick to offer help.
No, you're not a pervert if you just do stuff up your bum.
Mate.
But if you're walking, if you then walk to the petrol station naked.
Fine.
Yeah.
Good save. The incident was filmed in the Saavedra neighbourhood in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Yes.
Other footage shows him pacing up and down in front of police officers, shouting and slapping his legs in apparent discomfort.
Oof.
I can't even imagine what, just going...
Slapping your it's hurting.
Like a toddler, but not that would happen to a toddler. One of the officers attempts to speak to the man, but the nude citizen walks away from them shouting, call the doctor! Reports suggest the man was taken away from the scene in an ambulance and has the... and has had the alleged dildo inside his anus removed.
Oh my God, thank God.
So that's great news. Always, always important when you're sticking stuff up your bum, lube correctly.
Yeah.
So it will come straight back out.
What's the best thing you've ever bought at a petrol station?
I really was not comfortable with where this was going.
I love petrol stations.
They do the best chocolate for some reason. And they used to do great hot pasties. They still do them.
Sometimes, yeah.
I don't really drive, so I don't know why I've been to so many petrol stations. But and I have to get travel sweets. You know, those nice circle tins of old lady sweets.
We were talking
slightly
about travel
dusty
sweets the other day at work.
You like them or you don't like them?
You can't really find them anymore unless they're just like in a random chemist or shit.
Oh, yeah,
station.
We used to get them from the co-op chemist all the time. Like, they're weird flavours like lemon and barley, and they always had like dusty
powder
on them. Pointless. But, yeah, admittedly, I miss them. R.I.P.
In America,
yeah,
the petrol stations are really good. Once we're getting a lift somewhere.
Excuse me, I think they call them gas stations.
Gas station.
In America.
I was getting a lift somewhere and we stopped and we were on our way for a night out.
Yeah, sure.
And they did these huge cans of Budweiser that were like 800 mils, so like huge,
ooh,
like this.
Sold them at a place where people drive up to.
Yeah, and
that
they were
good.
Budweiser margaritas. So it was a big can of margarita beer.
Does that sound good?
So delicious.
Was it really good? I can't.
And so sugary. It wasn't much beer. It was mostly like a pre-mixed margarita.
But then they
bit
put
of beer
beer
feeling.
In it. I've never
just
heard
a little
of that.
Little twang. Just a beergarita. Beergaritas are great.
What the fuck is it?
Oh, they're not pig. Lageritas. That's what they're called.
Lageritas. So lager.
Make a margarita
and
then you turn the fancy London places, you turn a beer upside down in the glass.
Why can't I just have one or the other, or one then the other?
Yeah, you can, but lime and beer and salt together taste nice.
It does it really? Okay. I'm interested in that.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, but so American petrol stations are better.
Okay.
So, but you know,
bit
never asked one to take a butt plug out.
No, I've never slapped my legs in discomfort. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you have it. I'm glad we've managed to speak about petrol stations and gas stations for 25 minutes.
Why?
Don't start.
I just wanted to know. Just wanted to know more about you, Anna.
And I gave you no information, admittedly.
No.
I'm an enigma.
Wrapped inside a mystery.
I am. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
It's my turn.
Absolutely. Although it feels like you do a story there.
A cockroach was stuck in this woman's ear for a week.
What? Why are you doing this?
Is
oh God, how big was it? You'll tell us.
It's a cockroach. Oh fuck. They're massive.
They're so gross and stiff and hard.
I hate cockroaches.
I'm so glad we don't have them here.
We do.
Yeah, but not really. Not like they do. No, I'll tell you what I haven't seen for a while. Stag beetle.
Oh God.
I feel like I grew up on stag beetles.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, let's sidetrack again.
PSA, if you see a hairy caterpillar, don't touch it because they're new toxic ones.
Are they being sent in by people that don't like got here. British people?
Yeah. So I read that in the paper. That is true, by the way.
I would never touch a caterpillar anyway. Why are people touching things they shouldn't?
Yeah, don't touch anything weird. I really,
as a
like penises.
As the co-founder of IRL UK, yeah. I would always suggest don't touch something that you don't know what it is.
No.
That is a really good piece of advice.
A woman had a cockroach stuck in her ear for more than a week after the insect crawled in while she slept.
This is my worst nightmare. Why aren't things just laying eggs up inside all my body bits?
Oh God, I didn't read it out, but there's a really good Twitter, what do they call them?
Tweets? Feed? Yeah, sure.
Thread. That's young what the people. Kids call them. About a woman that found this weird thing on her doorstep that looked like a mushroom. She's like, anyone know what this is? Oh. This weird root. And then she put it in a plastic bag. And then she left it in the car because she took it to work to be like, does anyone know what it is? And then one day her kids got it back in the car and there were fucking maggots everywhere. Yeah.
So what was it? Like a big maggot sack?
I think so. Anyway.
Maggots are the worst.
Kate Holly, 29, from Florida, woke startled to find what felt like a piece of ice.
Oh, God!
Lodged in her left ear.
This is a fucking nightmare, Rihanna.
Only to discover two bug legs were sticking out.
This might be the worst thing you've ever done.
No.
I don't like this.
After her husband was only able to remove a few of the legs with tweezers.
Why are you doing this for?
Miss Holly rushed to A&E.
I like you calling her Miss Holly.
Miss Holly.
Is her first name Holly?
No, it's her surname.
Oh, I thought you were just like, Miss Harley.
Katie, but I like Miss Holly.
Miss Holly's
rushed to the A&E while the cockroach continued to wriggle deeper into her ear canal.
But the poor thing's had its legs amputated. What a fucking nightmare for everyone.
Doctor for the cockroach too. Doctors thought they'd removed the roach. Until 9 days later, Miss Holly continued to experience pain and a loss of hearing in her ear, Jesus. Leading to a local medic removing 6 more pieces of the insect
carcass.
What
are you talking about? Why are you saying this to me?
Later that day, an ear, nose and throat specialist managed to remove the cockroach's entire head, upper torso, remaining limbs and antenna. I feel like if I had a cockroach in my ear and the doctor said, I've got it all, I'd be like, let me just check.
And also, how about you get the ear specialist in from the very beginning.
From the very beginning.
Instead of some fucking unqualified gynecologist or something getting up in there.
Miss Holly said, he told me he extracted bugs from people's ears at least once a month. And I was the second person that day who needed it doing.
Oh, that's great. That's really exciting news. Thanks, bud.
Cockroaches are thought to crawl into people's ears in search of food.
I'm going to kill myself around a window.
That's his little...
I'm honestly going to end my life. Reopen the window.
Oh, my God, that's its head.
Reopen the window because I'm on my way out. I'm going. There's going to be an Anna-shaped hole in that wall in a minute. I'm out of here.
When Ms. Holly arrived at A&E, doctors administered a numbing drug in her ear, which caused the insect to react.
Yeah.
She told Self, feeling a roach in the throes of death lodged in a very sensitive part of your body is unlike anything I can adequately explain.
I think you'd honestly have to put me under anaesthetic because I just would not be able to live through this.
No. You just... How could you ever sleep again?
I don't think I'd live.
Yeah.
I'd have to go.
Oh, God, I just turned my phone the wrong way and it zoomed on the face. And then she went back a few days later put the microscope behind her ear and said there's something still in there.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Rihanna.
Professor Kobe Sharm.
Don't trust him.
Told the National Geographic, it's actually not uncommon to have a cockroach in the ear. They search for food everywhere and earwax might be appealing to them.
You need to sort this out, America.
Oh my God, listen to this. This comes just after stomach-churning footage released last month showed a specialist removing a wax-covered pen cap that had been lodged in a patient's ear for years.
I don't have any sympathy for this clown. Why aren't you cleaning your ears out?
I know, that's disgusting.
Why aren't you cleaning your ears out, for fuck's sake?
Why are you cleaning your ears out, though?
Fuck's sake. That is honestly one of the hardest things I've ever had to listen to.
Are you serious?
And I've done a lot of IRL with you.
What are you going to pay me back with?
It's not too bad, actually. Well, I mean, it's bad for this guy, but... Midget stuck 3 days in a mailbox after falling in while mailing a letter.
Oh my god. Well, firstly, I think we should probably say this story clearly isn't true.
Midgets exist, Rhiannon.
No, I don't think we're supposed to say midgets.
Oh.
I don't know.
I'm just reading it.
I know. We're okay. Just reading off the internet.
I'll call him something else.
The man.
A man suffering from dwarfism, there you go,
okay,
almost died after falling inside a US postal mailbox last Friday and remaining stuck inside the narrow container for more than 2 days.
How would he get in there?
Small.
Small.
49-year-old, well, I'll tell you, he's 3 foot 10.
Oh, okay.
3 foot 10. 49-year-old Walter Morrison from Fayetteville in North Carolina was found on Monday morning by a postal employee collecting the mail. The 3-foot-10 man was unconscious and severely dehydrated, so he was rapidly transported to the nearby Cape Fear Valley Medical Center. Cape Fear Valley Medical Center doesn't sound like loads of fun. Is that a place?
Sounds made up.
Is Cape Fear a thing?
Cape
Fear is
a film.
Is it a real place though?
I don't know. Isn't it like the name of the boat or something?
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of films. Though I am in the middle of watching Madagascar 2 Return to Africa.
Why are you in the middle of it?
Because it takes ages. I watch a little bit at night and it's so relaxing because it's for children that I watch 10 minutes and fall asleep. But I'm excited to see how it ends. They're back in Africa. It's wild. Thomas Dunsmore, the mailman who found Mr. Morrison, described the scene in an interview with MSNBC. Excuse-moi. I opened the mailbox and saw this little guy upside down. At first, I simply laughed, but then I realised he was almost dead, so I called 911.
Upside down for 2 days.
He's fine, don't worry about him.
It's fine.
He had just finished extracting the poor man. Extracting? It's not a cockroach, guys. From the narrow container when the paramedics arrived a few minutes later. Fortunately, the medical staff was able to stabilise Mr. Morrison after a few hours of intensive care and he regained consciousness the next day. According to doctors, he broke his left thumb and his right foot, but should suffer no longer-term physical consequences from his misadventure. He's probably got PTSD, though.
PTSD?
Or whatever it is.
Probably got, yeah.
Post-traumatic, whatever it's
P-A-B-C.
Called.
P-A-B-D-B-D.
Mr. Morrison says he fell in the box on Friday morning while attempting to mail a letter and was unable to get out. He claims the accident was in part due to the fact that the mailbox was almost 40 years old and wasn't as safe as the new ones. Which seems realistic.
Seems right.
In fact, some employees of the US Postal Services replaced it only hours later with a new one, suggesting the claim may at least partially be true. They obviously felt guilty.
Yeah.
Walter Morrison says he is he's considering filing a lawsuit against the Postal Service, but first wants to take time to recover from his ordeal, which seems
fair, reasonable.
But it's all right because everyone lived today. Everyone survived this week. Someone's got no dick. Someone's got post-traumatic stress disorder.
Someone's never going to sleep again.
This guy's at the petrol station picking up a lagerita or whatever, having a great time.
Lovely.
So all in all, a great week for everyone in IRL.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
I want to shout out Laura and Daisy, who sent over some of those stories that we did today.
What a fantastic and kind thing to do.
Yeah.
So thanks to you, gals. If you would like to send us stuff or you'd like to go on our social media for something a little different, like to have a look around, see what's happening.
Like us, give us some validation.
Let us know that you love us, will ya? We're very needy. We're thirsty, okay?
Thirsty.
If you'd like to do that, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at IRL_UK_podcast. Then there's also a Fassier book, so if you search for us in the search bar, you will find us IRL UK podcast. Yeah, if you want to give us some ratings on iTunes, that'd be super swell. Tell us what you think, give us 5 stars, bish bash bosh. Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
We're happy.
We're happy. You're happy. Everyone's happy. Yeah, I'm happy.
It's good karma.
We're happy. We're happy. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Just cover your ears when you go to bed is my advice.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I've taken away from this week's episode.
And go to the hospital if you get your vibrator
stuck up your bum. Yeah. Use your brain, guys. Come on. Use your brain.
Use your brain.
Use your brain. So I think that's it, really. Rhiannon, would you like to say farewell?
Oh, yeah. I'll say thanks for listening and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.